In a field behind a drugstore in southeast Oklahoma City, three large green tanks sit on a patch of gravel enclosed by a metal fence with signs that warn I'm under video surveillance. This is a disposal well named Chambers. When the energy industry drills for oil and natural gas, it often strikes water, a lot of water. It's usually briny and oily and laced with metals and other chemicals. Oil companies inject that toxic wastewater back underground. In recent years, Chambers here has taken on more water than other disposal wells, more than 1.5 million barrels a month on average. And high-volume wells like this one are attracting extra attention from scientists like Katie Kiernan.
These extremely high rates can cause a very large area to be stimulated or perturbed in the subsurface.
Kiernan is a geophysics professor and research seismologist at Cornell University. Her new study is unique. Kiernan and her team fed earthquake and disposal well data into a three-dimensional model of the rock layers, faults, and water formations underground beneath Jones, a town northeast of Oklahoma City that's become one of the most earthquake-prone parts of the state. They wanted to find out how the wastewater flows underground and where it goes.
The area that is perturbed away from these wells is very large. So it's tens of kilometers away from the wells. You actually see a pressure increase in the subsurface.
Kiernan's research shows that wastewater can travel a lot farther away from a well than previously thought. The model shows the fluid spreading out over a large area and building up pressure underground.
As you create this bigger pressurized area, you're more likely to find a bigger fault that's able to be pushed over.
It's very interesting work.
Bill Ellsworth is a research seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey's Earthquake Science Center in Menlo Park, California. He's also an expert on disposal well earthquakes.
We've known for years that earthquakes can be triggered remotely by the influence of increasing pore pressure at distances of up to 10 kilometers or 6 miles, but this has extended that distance considerably according to their hypothesis.
Last week, public officials held a town hall forum at a church in Edmond to answer questions about the quakes. About 700 residents showed up. There were boos and shouts for authorities to place a moratorium on disposal wells. Kiernan says that kind of ban would do little to stop the quakes.
It would take likely years for this fluid pressure that's already there to diffuse away, and so you'd see earthquakes continuing.
This study, like the ones before it, doesn't point to any specific well as causing earthquakes. Scientists say they will likely never have the data they need to prove that kind of cause and effect. The Corporation Commission has already adopted stricter monitoring rules for disposal well operators and has eliminated some permit shortcuts in quake-prone regions. But local resident Angela Spotts, who attended the town hall meeting, says it's not enough.
So I am bothered. I asked, why are we going to be so slow on the reaction? The industry has a big hold on this state, and I'm learning that much of the laws were written in the 30s.
Oklahoma regulators called the new research significant, and they say disposal well rules or volume limits could be considered in the future. And if some of the key parts of the new research hold true, the problem might be easier to manage. While Oklahoma has a lot of disposal wells, there are a lot fewer of these high-volume wells. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.